Scenario one, MDC wins elections in 2011. Robert Mugabe refuses to concede defeat. And so we will have the SADC come in again and start new negotiations for GPA round two, GNU round two. And we might even have COPAC round two. Everything. In other words, we are going to go back to where we were in 2008. That's scenario one. How likely is that? Very likely. Very likely. Scenario two, MDC wins the election. ZANU-PF screams and shouts but concedes defeat and eventually allows MDC to run the country. And the SADC comes in and swears Morgan in and so forth, but there is protestations. Likely, unlikely, unlikely. Scenario three, ZANU-PF wins the elections, MDC screams and shouts, and SADC comes in, negotiates, and says ZANU-PF actually won the election. And so, again, back to 2008. Scenario four, I call it the big event. Robert Mugabe dies, and Parliament elects the next president, at least until the next elections. There is chaos in ZANU-PF as the various factions fight for who should be elected. Eventually, the SADC comes in, mediates, and dissolves Parliament, and elections are held, and MDC wins the elections because ZANU-PF does not have anyone who can stand shoulder to shoulder against Morgan Tsvangirai in an election and expect to win. Variant two is, it's not Robert Mugabe who dies, it's Morgan who dies. The same chaos that will happen in ZANU will actually happen in MDC if Morgan dies. In other words, that big event scenario will throw the nation into a lot of problems. That's the nature of political parties in Zimbabwe, and it is a very worrying situation.